So we can say God is love, but God's not always nice. And this kind of scathing condemnation of the Pharisees calls them hypocrites and lets them know that he can read their hearts. That even though they have this outward show of holiness and piety, he knows their hearts are far from him. So as you disregard God's commandments and you follow these little traditions, these little rules of man, you hypocrite, your heart is far from me. So if we were going to do a word association, you know, if I say a word and you say what comes to your mind immediately, we're not going to do it out loud. You don't have to worry about raising your hands. But when I say the word law, rules, what comes to your mind? What do you think about? What emotion comes up when you think about having to follow the rules and be obedient and follow the law? Because if we listened well to what Moses told the people in Deuteronomy, our hearts would be bursting with joy and peace. I know that's not always the case for me, especially when the rules, the laws, don't seem to make sense. But what did Moses tell his people? Listen, hear these statutes. I'm teaching you to observe them. And he tells them why. Why did he give them the rules, the laws, the statutes? To restrict their freedom? To take all the fun out of life? To make them puppets to do what he wants them to do? Is that what he said? He said, listen, observe, so that you may live. This is the reason why God gave us the commandments. This is why we have the law, so that we can live. So was living one of the words that came to your mind with that word association? When you think about following the law, do you think it's necessarily connected to life? This is where our hearts need to be transformed. That by the grace of God, we conform our hearts and our minds to the heart and mind of God, so that when we receive the law of God, we do so with joy and enthusiasm, anticipating the life that is sure to come to us when we are faithful and obedient to God's law. And this is, again, this is why he gave us the law. He says, observe them carefully, because if you do, your life will be a witness to those people who don't know God. Your life will give evidence of wisdom and intelligence. How often do they, whoever they is, tell us that we're simple-minded, that we're just blind little monkeys following the rules, that we're dumb for being faithful? How often are we bombarded with that message from the world? But no, by being faithful to the law, we will prove our wisdom and our intelligence. And our faithfulness will cause them to look at us and say, what a great nation this is. They are truly wise and intelligent people. What a great nation, for their God is so close to them. Why? Because the law of God helps us navigate this world. The law of God helps keep us on the path. So many people are just scrambling around looking for a way, clinging to the latest kind of fad that sounds good. Yesterday, Holy Mother Church, we celebrated the feast of St. Augustine, the patron of our diocese. And he has so many famous quotes, but one of his most famous, and the one that is undoubtedly true for each of us, he says, to the Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Which one of us, who among us cannot relate and agree with that? Who of us has not dealt with, and maybe even this moment right now, are dealing with a restless heart? That there's so much uncertainty and fear and chaos in the world, it's easy to be sucked in to the chaos and the restlessness. What St. Augustine reminds us is what Moses teaches us, is that it's through the law, through the mind and heart of God, that we can rest. We don't have to grope around trying to find our own way. We don't have to wait for our ear to be tickled by the latest talking head on TV to tell us what's right. But through faithfulness, through fidelity to God, His law, and His church, we will have life. We will have joy. We will have peace. We will find rest. This is the promise that God has given each one of you. And so as Jesus was able to look into the hearts of the Pharisees, He's able to look into the hearts of each one of us. And He can tell us if our actions on the outside match the interior dispositions on the inside. And He may have to call some of us out for our inconsistency, for being duplicity, being double-minded. But in this moment in the Pharisees' life, and each time in our own lives, when the Lord reminds us of this, it's because God is love, and He's calling us to conversion. He's calling us to a deeper faith. He's calling us to leave behind the defilement of this world, to live in the fullness of faith and joy in His Word and in His church. This is the option, this is the invitation before us today. And so this list of sins, this list of defilements that Jesus gives us, evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. I mean, even the words themselves are ugly and they're hard to say. But each time we fall prey to these, it's because our hearts are restless and we're looking for peace. We're getting trapped in the things of the world, the allurement of the world. And Christ is calling us to step away from that, to allow His Word to penetrate our hearts, to transform us, so we can conform our life to Him, so that our hearts are full. You know, one of my favorite prophecies from the Old Testament, from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, he says, "I will take from you your stony hearts, your hardened hearts, your sinful hearts, and I'll give you a new heart, a natural heart, a fleshy heart." God promises us a heart transplant so that we're no longer stuck in all of these sins, these interior motivations that cause us to be defiled, so that we can live in worship, live a true religion that is pure and undefiled, that is sincere and honest, that St. James was talking about in the second reading. This is true religion, that we care for those who are in need, and we don't allow the world to defile us. And we do this, what allows us to do this is when we humbly welcome God's Word. God's Word, Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law in the Old Testament. And as we had the decision put before us last week, choose today who you will serve. And when Jesus said, "Are you going to leave me too?" Last week, with joy and enthusiasm, we all decided that, yes, I will serve the Lord. Mark's gospel today is giving us that same invitation, that same choice. Will our hearts be true? Will we surrender to the Lord? Will we allow His grace to be sufficient for us? Will we trust Him with the restlessness of our heart so that we can rest truly in Him? We all have this decision to make, that we can live in the worldly defilement. We can live like the Pharisees, making up all these rules, or we can surrender to the true Word, the true law, Jesus Christ. Just like last week, choose today whom you will serve. And with joy, with enthusiasm, with anticipation of the grace that is sure to come, today and every day, we say, "Yes, Lord, for me and my house, we choose to serve you." Amen.